What's going on out there, wrestling fans? It's your boy, Mike Knox, and I'm back with another Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. It has been a while since I've been here, since after WrestleMania. So what I've decided to do, I'm actually in the process of moving right now. So you can see in the background, things are not still the same as they used to be here in the Knox studio, as I was getting ready to perfect things, if you will, so to speak, and make them better. Well, let's just say I was taken away from that. But today, I have a topic that's been really bothering me. And it's bothered me for a while. Those who follow me throughout social media, let me just go ahead and start off from the beginning with this and all that. And that is, this show is brought to you by thechairshot.com. Hashtag use your head. Also, you're brought to you by BDSIR Radio Networks, which stands for the best damn show in radio, soul and sports. And this is Talk Perfect Plex, also Around the Blocks of Mike Knox. Now, all that's out of the way. Let's get what's on my chest. And I titled this Around the Blocks with Mike Knox is Why Wrestling Fans, Why? And I have a question for wrestling fans, because as I was getting ready to say it, I had to go ahead and do the pre-introduction to everything. It's I've been saying for years on my various social media networks and things like that is, why do wrestling fans still watch? And today, which for the first time in quite a long time, actually, I had a chance to actually listen and call in to Busted Open Radio. And they talked about a tweet that went out last night between Frankie Kazarian. Some of you should know who Frankie Kazarian is if you're in the wrestling business. But if those are just WWE guys, you may not know who he is. But he is from TNA, okay? And he made and Ring of Honor as well. But he made a tweet last night that I thought was so important I had to do a show about. I'm going to read the tweet to you, okay? You can go follow Frankie Kazarian at Frankie Kazarian on Twitter as well. And it said, and I'll read it to you in verbatim, okay? I like when wrestling... Let me rephrase that. I liked it when people were fans, when nobody knew who the booker was or cared. Nobody asked who wrote this segment, who was on the creative team, not even remotely any thoughts. Just yes, everything evolves, which is positive. Along the way, however, we've forgotten to be just fans. And I've been saying that. And that bothers me because I feel like every single day I go to social media, especially following a pay-per-view, a Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, the complaining and the bitching and the moaning, okay? So this is something I've preached to you guys. But when he said this, and it got 6,000 likes on it, 15,000 responses and retweets, and various numbers of people commenting from the Blue Beanie to Rob Van Dam to Bully Ray of the Dudley Boys, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what made me want to bring this up is because this is how I feel. I've been through this as a wrestling fan, and I literally walked out of WrestleMania this year and the Superdome unhappy. Because the fans ruined my moment. Now, I got there. I've been there. I've been to WrestleMania before. Leading up to the event was amazing and it was great. But actually, the event, because of fans, they ruined it for me. Now, Kazarian called in and he made some points. And he pointed out some things that I've said from day one. All right. You guys would not continue to watch a TV show if after 10 years, it continually pissed you off and continually drop the ball and moving the needle and progressing the storyline of the show, you would stop watching it. But wrestling fans feel like, oh, because I've watched for since Dusty Rhodes has been around, or I've watched since the Attitude Era, I have a reason to watch. No, you don't. Okay, he used an analogy this morning or an example that I've used, okay? And I'm using the same one. And one of them, which he said, I was a big fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It got stupid to me. I stopped watching it. Myself included. I was a big fan of Desperate Housewives. Stop watching it. I was a big fan of even the Chicago PD, which I'm hearing is very good, and I might pick it back up, but Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. I watched it. It got to a point where I was at a stalemate. I stopped watching it. The point is that when you get to a point in your life that something's entertaining to you, why do you continue to watch it? Okay? Better yet, do something more productive with yourself, because it gives me the impression when I read this shit every morning, when I see this shit every night, that you guys truly don't have any friends. No relationship goals and nothing else to do with yourself. And this goes for anybody who this may fit into the square circle. Okay. As my man Gorilla would say from Jess Bars, what's going on to my cousin HAS out there? He said, you catch us some squares because my circle is small. Okay. And that's wrestling fans mental right now. Your minds is small because you have forgotten what the basis of professional wrestling is. Using another example, not mine, but Nietzsche's, okay? In this case, Nietzsche being Bubba Ray Dudley. He said a couple weeks ago, a tag team came up to him and said, yeah, did you see our match? What did you think about it? He says, well, what was your story in the match? He said they looked at dumbfounded, puzzled even. And he said, well, what moves you do? And he just started spitting off moves that we did. And he said, well, there's your problem. You're worried about your spots. You're worried about the moves you've done, but you're not telling a story. And people get mad at me, okay, when I say hashtag wrestling your storyline. That's the foundation of professional wrestling, people. I don't care how good you are in the ring. If your story can't go with it, then it doesn't equate. Now, I'm not saying everything has to completely be told a story and storytelling as far as promos are concerned and the story they put together for you. Like they did with Mick Foley, you know, baby boy coming home, a boyhood dream. Not everything else has to be that kind of story. There are stories that can be told in the ring, okay? So when I entitled this Around the Blocks, Why Wrestling Fans Why? Because Frankie Kazarian sees it, Bully Ray sees it, Tommy Dreamer sees it, Mark Henry sees it. Your fans that you look up to all see it, and they make fun of you, okay? Now, I say my show is the show the pros listen to because I'm speaking to enough pros. I have enough pros inside my phone right here that I could call that all echo the same sentiments that I have. The difference is that you listen to them, but you don't listen to Mike Knox, although Mike Knox has close to 2,000 episodes in his catalog. Can you say the same thing? I didn't think so. Okay, this isn't me putting you down. This is me coming at wrestling fans that if this is not for you anymore, okay, if it's not for you anymore, then do us all a favor and stop fucking watching. Turn the TV off, cut the cord, take the needle out of your arm, loosen up that belt buckle because you've been a fiend for so long and stop taking the smack, okay? Stop. Just stop, okay? Because you're ruining the experience for other people. Okay, I'm tired of going to events. I'm tired of seeing events on TV and all I hear is CM Punk chants. CM Punk fucking quit on you. Say what you want to say. Again, this is not mine. This is Nietzsche's. You get on Brock Lesnar because, oh, he's a part-timer and he's not there. Don't blame Brock Lesnar. Blame the WWE for letting Brock Lesnar do that. Brock Lesnar's the businessman. If your boss told you could come to work 2 days a week and still get the same exact pay, what are you going to do? You're going to come to work for those 2 days and still get paid. So don't blame Brock Lesnar. But y'all want to sit here and scream CM Punk's name repeatedly. But this is the guy that told you. I didn't say this. He said this. I'm the voice of the voiceless. But he turned his backs on you. Now, like they said this morning, CM Punk can come back tomorrow and we'll all be cheering his name because it's wrestling, right? But as it stands right now, that guy took his ball, he went home, and he ran away from you. But yet you cheer his name every single week, every single show. Why? I don't know. So here's the thing about wrestling fans I don't quite understand, okay? Because you've lost sight of what professional wrestling is. I haven't lost sight of it. There's times, because I know I can do it. I will. Sunday, Backlash was horrible. It was a one-match pay-per-view, which gave us Miz and Seth Rollins, and that was it. Everything else was just there. Why was it there? I don't know, but it was there. Oh, I got to see Mandy Rose. Shouts out to the goddess, Mandy Rose. Okay, but besides that's two things, it was trash. And when it's trash, you say that it's trash. Okay, but I saw memes all over the place when they had the nut gate match between Nakamura and AJ Styles produced by Road Dogg. Road Dogg's a friend of mine. He didn't produce that match. He didn't produce that match. Okay, here's the problem with wrestling fans. Stop going to dirt sheets, first of all, because I've said this for years. They don't know shit. Okay. Stop hanging your every whim on Dave Meltzer like he's your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend coming about the shower and he's looking real clean and you horny right now. Get up off his jock because he don't know shit either. Okay. Stop trying to book every, give me the book. Or if I was writing this, you know how many stupid, retarded, excuse that word, horrible pieces of shit storylines were in the Attitude Era that no one said anything. You know why? Because we didn't have the internet to ruin moments. If the internet was around today, they would, you wouldn't love Michael Jordan the way you do. You wouldn't love Muhammad Ali the way you do. You wouldn't have known, you'd have found out about the NWO before it happened. And then where would the surprise be, people? I'm not saying like Roman or don't like Roman or whatever you feel about Roman, but all that stuff, come on. If it's not for you, so what? So what? Okay, and this is personal because he's man enough to take what I say and not be offended by it. But my boy Spotface, okay, my brother, okay, he made a comment this morning on a post that said, okay, WWE, so I see you're going to give Rusev the match. So that way you hate Rusev so much that you want him to get booed by the fans because he beat Daniel Bryan. What the fuck? What does one have to do with the other? Can someone please explain that to me? Because one has absolutely nothing, and the mic means nothing to do with the other one. Absolutely nothing. I don't understand. No matter how many times I go to post, I'm on the verge of just deleting myself from every wrestling group because you don't enjoy, you're ruining wrestling for me. And I ask yourself, and I'm asking you, why? Why are you watching something that you're completely turned off by if you're not entertained anymore? Seriously. I'm an admin of 3 or 4 wrestling groups, okay? And I watch the product every week. You know why I don't comment? You know why I don't get into comment conversations or drawn out text messages about things? It's because they're pointless. And then when I don't agree with other people's points, then I'm a mark or I'm drinking the Kool-Aid or I'm Vince's boy. Pun, shot, but it's not. Okay? I'm my own man. I'm a grown-ass man with a hot wife, 4 kids, a house, and probably got more shit going on for himself than you do. Okay? To be honest. Not trying to throw a shot at anybody. I'm just keeping it real. Okay, but I'm still human where sometimes I gotta call up some of my closest friends and, hey, can you send me a blessing my way? Because I'm not perfect. The point I'm making here, wrestling fans, is that no one cares anymore about your bitching and complaining about SmackDown. You're bitching and complaining about Monday Night Raw. You're bitching and complaining about a pay-per-view. If you don't like the shit, stop watching it. Point blank and simple. If Marvel was so bad, you would have stopped watching it. But it's so damn good, you can't stop. Okay, so if WWE's not for you, then stop talking about the WWE. If New Japan Pro Wrestling is your skis, albeit enjoy that product. But do me a favor, just like a soccer fan, just like a golf fan, don't try to shove that down my throat because I choose not to watch it. Don't try to shove Ring of Honor down my throat because I choose not to watch it. With all due respect towards fans, guys in the business that are at Ring of Honor that I also know in this business, what I saw during WrestleMania weekend was the worst wrestling action outside the Bullet Club that I've ever seen. Point, it was a horrible show to be their version of WrestleMania. Hashtag end of story. Okay? But you know what? You know what you didn't see me do? You didn't see me take the Twitter to talk about how bad it was. You didn't see me do a post to talk about how bad it was. You didn't see. Here's the thing about me when it comes to what I do and why I love to do what I do. I do reviews based off of my feeling about it. Not to rip it, but to give you some insight on what the night was and then have you formulate an intelligent wrestling opinion on your own. Okay? That's how I feel, okay? That's how I feel about it. That's where I stand. That's what I don't understand about what you guys, I don't get it. I don't get you wrestling fans. I just don't get it. What's going on, Vic? Victor going out there. What's going on, Michael Berry? Too many opinions to complain. Not enough to watch WWE. You have New Japan, House of Hardcore, Ring of Honor, MLW. Thank you. I agree. You have all those things. I turned on MLW because I think it was on YouTube, but it has a channel. It's Sinclair, right? I don't know the channel, but it does replay on YouTube. Not too bad. Ring of Honor, it has its moments for me. House of Hardcore, not my thing. That is just not my thing. New Japan Pro Wrestling, guess what, y'all? I've been watching New Japan Pro Wrestling since 1989. It's always going to be the same to me, even with American subtitles. I don't watch it enough to get into the storylines enough. So as good as the wrestling is, I can't get involved because I don't know the storylines and I'm not engaged with the characters. That's just me. Not stopping you from watching it. You never hear anything bad come out about New Japan Pro Wrestling because it's a good promotion. Michael Grant chimes in. Dang, where the Rock Hollywood thing song when you need it? This rant is powerful. Say it with your chest out. I'm trying, guys. It's just, I'm at the point, okay, where I just can't take it anymore. Okay, I just can't. And this is nothing against, this is like when I'm playing 2K on Xbox, right? With a couple of friends of mine or people that I play with. And I'm just being honest. Like, that's who I am. I'm honest. One thing you said about Mike Knox, Mike Knox ain't a liar. I'm going to shoot it to you straight, okay? There are people as people, and that's even people that are wrestling fans that I disagree with, as human beings, as the man, as women, as brotherhood, as homies are concerned, we cool forever. We are cool forever. It's what it is. That's my boy. That's my homie. That's my brother. But when it comes to wrestling, do me a favor. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of hearing the complaining. I'm tired of hearing the bitching. I don't want to hear it. I literally heard nothing but bitching about SmackDown from last night. And what was there to complain about? What was there to complain about? Raw. Was it the greatest Raw? Absolutely not. What do y'all find to complain about? Oh, they emasculated Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley has never been shit. But who he was. They dropped the ball on Bobby Lashley 12, 13 years ago, people. You think all of a sudden now he's going to be the monster that we think he can be? No. But like Frankie Kazarian's tweet said, if you didn't, why? Who cares who booked it? Who cares who wrote it? Who cares? It's a story. It's like you watching One Life to Live. It's like you watching Martin, okay? If you never knew the backstage stuff that went on, okay, between Gina and Martin, you'd have had no clue they had backstage people. The internet was coming into its own back then, and you read that stuff online. But watching it on TV, you never knew they had problems. You never knew they had problems. I just don't understand wrestling fans. And I just had to come up here and say that. Frankie Kazarian's tweet spoke volumes to me and how I felt. So in any way, towards any brother of mine, any friend of mine, any homie of mine, any sister of mine that take this in the wrong way, this has nothing to do with how I personally feel about you. And to people who I randomly just talk to via social media, this has nothing to do with what I randomly think about you. But if all I have with you is a wrestling connection, I'm probably going to start deleting you guys off my friends list, off my Twitter, all that stuff that goes involved, because I just can't take the nonsense anymore of the hatred of something that we're supposed to share together in a love for each other. Again, I'm not saying when it's bad, you don't call them on their shit. I'm not saying that. Call them on their shit. But you guys find a problem with everything. With everything. Well, why is Roman doing this? Why did Daniel Bryan lose this? How come the Miz beat Jeff Hardy? Say it with your chest out. 4 years ago, you never gave a shit about the Miz. Now, all of a sudden, all you guys are Miz fans. Stop it. Stop it. Anything the WWE wants, you don't want. That's fact. You still cheer for CM Punk when he don't give a shit about you. That's fact. Okay? You talk about other promotions like they're better than WWE. Guess what? They're not. Say what you want to say. Say what you want to say. Think what you want to think, and you're entitled to that. Like I'm entitled to saying what I'm saying because it's a free world, no matter how much a celebrity in chief tells me that it's not. Okay? Until they cut me off this internet, I will continue to say what I want to say. And it's not better than the WWE. Do they fuck up? Yeah, damn right they do. Is it better than Ring of Honor? Yes. Is it better than Impact Wrestling? Yes. Is it better than New Japan for where I stand on this side of the pond? Yes, because I don't know that story. If wrestling does not have storyline, then it's not wrestling. I've been a fan of wrestling since Dusty Rhodes was a bad guy, as my man on Busted Open said this morning, okay? I've watched it all. I remember when Hulk Hogan was before he was Hulk Hogan. I remember Andre the Giant. I remember the Iron Sheik. I remember Bob Backlund. I remember Lex Luger coming up and all those things. I don't just remember the Attitude Era. I've been here for 40 years watching this product. And it is changing. And it's not changing for the better, fans. It's not. It's not. And it's not all their fault. Do they get the blame? I will put blame on them another video, another show. This is about you guys. This isn't about the WWE and their mishaps and their fuck-ups. So if you want to chat that they do this, go right ahead. This ain't about them right now. This is about you. You need to change your expectations of wrestling. And you need to change your expectations of the WWE. Or just stop watching it. It's that simple. It's really that simple. With love in my heart, thank you all for tuning in. I got to go because I've been at work all day. I had to get this off my chest. And I said it with my chest out. TheChairShot.com. Hashtag use your head. Follow me on Twitter, social media, wherever social media is stored, at Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's. Like this video, I am hardcore. Peace.